Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Bruce Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. It is Wednesday, May the 4th. Should we just get it out of the way, be done with it, so we can move on and enjoy the rest of the show?
May the 4th be with you. There you go. We're
okay.
Done.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
The final frontier.
A lot of people, absolutely waiting for today to share that stupid meme.
Enterprise.
Seriously, by the way? Seriously?
Is this the wrong clip?
There you go. Obviously, it's the wrong clip.
Thank you.
I did the classic May the 4th Star Trek thingy.
Right.
Because it's Star Trek and Star Wars and Star Trek people. Oh, they don't get along. Obviously, it's this one. Not stupid, okay? Like, I know which space day it is, okay? By the way, this TV theme song does not get enough love.
It's the big band. It's Brass Bonanza, basically.
So good. And then, like, the big choir coming in here.
Meet George Jetson.
Oh, maybe not big choir.
The ladies. The couple ladies
just
that are singing.
Just the two ladies. Anyway, there you go. Space stuff.
Okay, it's out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to just quickly mention I am not here tomorrow, Friday, or Monday. I am.
No one's going to listen, so thanks.
So sorry.
Thanks for setting me up for failure.
I'm traveling to the booming metropolis of Edmonton, Alberta, for a wedding. I haven't been out of province for a very long time.
Edmonton, or as I like to call it, Saskatoon Senior.
Yeah, basically.
It's basically just a big Saskatoon.
It's another cool city.
Yeah.
But I've been prepping for this trip for quite some time. I'm a maid of honor in my best friend Danny's wedding, so that's a big deal.
Brag.
In itself, I know. No, I'm just, you know, standing up for her. But it's the preparation, right? Like the wedding side of things, that's big. You know, the dress. I got to get the right shoes. I got to get my nails done, all that stuff. But the car. You washed my car for me on Monday, which was fantastic.
You're
it stayed
welcome.
Relatively clean. But I did the interior. I wiped it down, I vacuumed, I washed my mats, and the anticipation I have for tomorrow to leave on this road trip is thick.
Just because your car is clean?
It's clean.
Who doesn't road trip with a clean car?
Oh, good.
Like, who doesn't give their car a nice, deep scrub?
If
I'm not talking the outside. Outside, I don't really care because you don't see it.
And
but
it
the
gets
inside,
dirty while
the
you
inside,
drive.
It's so much better.
If you're not cleaning out your car before a road trip, think again.
Take
like,
a,
do better.
Take a long look in the mirror. That's what
exactly.
You should do. It's that glorious time of year where it was nice for like a week. The golf courses opened. You finally got to scratch that golf itch, and now you're addicted to it for the next 6 months. And then, oh, it's going to be cloudy and rainy, but you're addicted to golf, and you're just going to play through the pain anyway. You're just, it's plus two, super windy and rainy. Yeah, let's
Doesn't
book a
matter.
Tee time. Let's book a tee time. It's just the next month and a half. It's just so golf-obsessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Golfers have been in hibernation. They want to go out there and golf. A lot of my friends are golfers, but not your casual city course golfers.
Right.
They're your...
La-dee-dos.
They're your la-dee-dos.
Oh.
You're golfing without a collared shirt, so I can't be seen with you. I cannot be seen with
you're
you.
Not wearing spikes.
Get away from me, peasant.
Are they called cleats?
Get away from me. Golf shoes, spikes.
Golf
who knows?
Spikes.
I don't know. I'm not that fancy. I'm a middle of the road golfer. I don't suck. I'm not good.
Sean
but
has golf shoes.
I also just don't like the you actually played out of turn, so that's a stroke penalty. Oh, shut up. Play when you're ready, okay? My friends, fancy golfers, they're getting memberships at the fancy courses in town.
Yeah.
Their golf clubs are worth like $1,500.
Holy
the
crap.
The memberships are ridiculous. It's just, you know, it's golf. It's a fancy
$1,500
sport. $1,500? I know.
Yikes.
Membership's like twice that much. Golf is expensive, right? Golf is expensive. I don't have a lot of money. I can't afford this lifestyle. So here's what I do, though, because I want to keep up with my friends.
Right.
I don't want to be the loser friend. So I, every year, will just get a membership at some Small town golf course.
There you go.
It's at the lake that we go to, like our family lake out of Blackstrap.
Yeah.
Nice little nine hole.
Shields is
the
lovely.
Shields golf course.
Yeah.
It's ever since this golf course got grass greens, let me tell you, little hidden gem.
I went to a wedding.
Hidden gem.
At the Shields golf course at the little clubhouse there.
It's great. It's nice
cute.
And green. The fairways are awesome. Hole number three is over water. It's like an island green. I am a member.
Congratulations.
At the Shields Community Golf and Country Club. It just, again.
Just sounds good.
Just, it's worth the $200, and that's the thing. It's only $200,
oh,
right?
Bargain.
It's dirt cheap, and that's for the family. Family rate. Whole family's going. $200.
You're doing
and it's
it
like,
right.
Yeah, I'm a member at the SCGCC.
Oh.
And people think Saskatoon Golf and Country Club? Nah.
Shields Golf and Country Club.
Shields Community Golf and Country Club. It's still a country club, though, I think. Maybe. Actually,
it's
I don't think
out
so.
Out in the country.
It's got a clubhouse. It's never open. Not even the bathrooms. But hey, you know what? It's so nice. It's awesome. I love it out there. And you get to say you're a member.
That's all that matters.
Great hits and the best rock ever. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. If you love... Why are you looking
why
at me
Why is
weird?
Your voice sounding so funny? You've just...
Wow, I don't feel self-conscious at all now. Thanks for the confidence boost. Maybe I just needed
there,
to swallow.
You just needed to swallow. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Now I'm just super embarrassed.
Don't be. Please. Please.
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you want to mention how we haven't had a free food or fuel?
No, I
yet?
Don't, Stacey. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to do anything anymore. If you love Choose Your Own Adventure books... Buckle up. Nice little choose your own adventure, but real life here, right?
Sure.
Working from home?
Working
from home. The 20% pay cut? Yeah.
Yeah, working from home is a huge topic of conversation right now. Some people are very unhappy to be back in the office. They just want to work from home. This company in the UK is saying, fine, you can absolutely work from home. Here's the thing. You'll take a 20% cut in pay.
So choose your own adventure. Keep going to the office, get paid the same, or work from home, work in your PJs, work naked. You do you. Who cares? Just 20% pay cut.
This company already allows workers to do 2 days at home, but if you want to do the full week at home, yeah, you're going to get a 20% cut in pay, which is ridiculous because if you can complete your work at home... Just like you could in the office, why are you getting dinged in pay? That is bonkers to
this
me.
This is a law firm in the UK, by the way.
Yes.
And, like, already 2 days at home. So they basically have 3 day work weeks.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, those 2 days at home, you doing anything?
They hope, well, they should be.
Stacey.
They should be.
Stacey.
I don't
you
know.
You doing anything?
Here's the thing. You and I have been at work for the last 2.5 years every day.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Humble brag. Whatever.
But I almost feel like those of us who have been in the office this entire pandemic time need some kind of, I don't know, work from home compensation.
Right.
Because we didn't get that
right.
option.
Exactly.
To
we should get an extra week.
In our pajamas. Maybe watch a little bit of afternoon, daytime talk, and then get back to work.
I know.
We didn't have that option.
Obviously.
So what kind of compensation? Like, is it just a dollar figure for every day that we were at work, but we could have been at home?
Whenever these topics come up, it's always either dollar figure or holidays. What would you rather have?
Holidays.
The days off? Really?
You get taxed on the money. Holidays are holidays. You get paid for those.
I did not think of that. That's a...
Dude, never get paid out.
Really?
Take the days.
There you go.
Take the days.
Wise words from Stacey Cooper. Dude, never get paid out.
This should come as no surprise, but Tim Hortons coffee sales are up after the whole back to the office wave that would have happened in the last, I don't know, 4 months.
Makes sense.
In Canada here, just because everyone who was maybe working at home has slowly made the progression back into the office. And so now they're completing that commute tradition, right? Of stopping for the coffee, heading into the office. Whereas before, there was a good chance they were making that coffee at home. And now they're all back at the Tim's grabbing their coffees. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Now, when we stop at Tim Hortons before work... it's like 3:15 in the morning. We're
that's
the only
fantastic.
We're the only car in the drive-through.
And can I just quickly add, you develop a relationship with your Tim's people because you're the girl who comes in at 3:30 and asks for a steep tea.
Oh, it's 3:30, lady.
Yeah.
They already got the order ready to go. It's
and
great.
And one time I kind of went off going to get, and I don't actually do it right now, but I took a break and when I came back, they were like, "Where were you? I was like, oh my God.
That hasn't happened
serious?
To me yet. Because we don't go to Tim's too often. We do the coffee at the office thing. And going from weekday Tim's trips to weekend Tim's trips.
Different
beast.
Let
me tell you, you wouldn't think it'd be different, right? Oh, it's a trip to the drive-thru, whatever. Same old. Dog and pony show, I don't know. No, it is so different. Weekend Tim's trips, now that that's all we do, right? Instead of waking up, making a big breakfast, because that's what it always was. Weekdays, you go to Tim's, you don't have a lot of time. Weekend, you have the time, make the big breakfast. Yeah. We flip-flop it now. On the weekends, treat ourselves. Let's go to Tim Hortons. The weekend Tim's trip, it's awesome. You don't care there's 19 cars in the drive-thru. What else do you have to do?
You got nothing but time.
You got nothing but time. You sit there, you listen to radio chatter, you're hanging out, you're having a blast. You're friendly to the drive-thru person. They're freaking out because they got like 19 cars to deal with for the next 17 hours. But it's weekend Tim's trips. Why does it just feels different. I don't know why.
Well, it's that mindset of the weekend, right? Like you said, you don't care for timing. You don't have to be anywhere.
Well, until someone cuts you off in the two-lane drive-thru system because no one knows how it works. You just figure it out. When you're going, you just figure out, okay, they're ahead of me. They
go
first.
You know what it is? It's a mini zipper merge. That's why it's confusing.
You can tell a lot about someone by how many pairs of socks they bring on a trip, how many pairs of underwear they bring on a trip.
Yeah.
Like, we all have that one person in our life that will bring, I don't know, 17 pairs of gitch. And they're
just
going to Calgary for the weekend.
Case.
Just in case of what?
I am that person. I bring 5 extra pairs of underwear than technically I need, right? You're gone for 3 days. You take 3 pairs. I always bring 8 to 10, just in case. And it's not because I think I'm going to like poop my pants or anything like that. I just, out of all the things that I pack, underwear are the things that I would hate to either not have enough of or run out of, or what if my bag got stolen? But then they'd all be gone.
Right? You're a big girl, right, Stacey? You can handle it,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, pack some extra shirts. If you're a betting person, play the odds. You're going to stain your shirt, probably, right? No one ever packs extra shirts. Like,
the person
who packs extra underwear, though, like 15 pairs of underwear person, they're only bringing like 2 shirts for that weekend trip.
I bring way too many clothes of all kinds.
Okay, how many socks are you bringing?
0.
Why? So,
I like
17
socks.
Pairs of underwear, 0 pairs of socks.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Makes no sense.
How many socks do you bring?
I bring, like, here's the rule that most people should follow. How many days are you leaving? You bring 1 pair of underwear, 1 pair of socks for each day. Unless you're doing, like, an all-inclusive trip with a lot of swimming or adventures, hiking,
whatever
variables. I'm talking just a weekend trip. Weekend trip to Calgary to go see the Flames, or weekend trip to Edmonton, Winnipeg, whatever. Just road trip.
Right. One a day.
What kind of shenanigans are you getting into?
See, that's
where
the thing,
you need
though.
17 pairs of underwear.
You just don't know when you go on a trip. You just don't know.
That's the excitement of the trip.
That's the thrill.
How many pairs of underwear am I going to rig this time?
It's just a thing. You know what it is? It's like a safety blanket. I feel safer, and I feel like just more in control if I have extras.
Mm-hmm. Feel safe.
Safe, with lots of gidgies.
According to Scouts Canada, 39% of Canadians have horrible, if not dangerous, outdoor skills. Camping skills.
How many percent, sorry?
40%.
Yikes.
39, if you want to get technical. Let's round up, shall we? 40% of Canadians not confident in their camping or outdoor skills. 40% of them.
According to Scouts Canada?
According to Scouts Canada.
That's rude.
Like, do people not go to Beaver Creek, Blackstrap, Eagle Creek when they're in like grade 4 or 5 anymore? We did that all the time. In elementary school, it was like once or twice a year. We'd go to Blackstrap, Eagle Creek, Beaver Creek. You learn how to make a fire, how to make a shelter if you're stranded, how to do a bunch of stuff.
Well, also, I feel like I have seen the movie Castaway enough times that I would do just fine.
Oh.
Thank you, Scouts.
Okay.
Very much. I know how to make water or find water.
You know how to make water.
Not make water.
You know how to make water. That's impressive. Give me 2 hydrogens and an oxygen. I'm good to go.
Please. But no, I really feel like I would be okay. on my own.
Hey,
outdoors.
That sounded confident right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
I feel I'd be okay.
Like, I know I'm going into it really with, like, an inflated ego.
You're going into it by seeing Castaway a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a volleyball and a raft and I'm good.
Also, too, though, if a FedEx cargo ship could overturn, like, down ocean for me and put a bunch of handy things on shore, that would be great.
Obviously, if you had some figure skate axes, that would be very helpful.
A dead man's suit.
That would be...
Anyway.
That wasn't part of the FedEx package, by the way. He found the dead guy on the island. Be kind of weird to be shipping dead guys' suits.
True.
Here's the thing. Who did this study, Stacey?
Scouts Canada.
The organization in charge of getting Canadians prepared to camp and be outdoor. So, here's the thing. First of all, you blew it, Scouts
Canada.
They're
clearly doing a bad job.
We're not prepared because you're incompetent. or this is just a big scam put on by big scouts.
Yep.
Because, no one knows what to do outdoors. Thankfully, we teach outdoor skills. So come on down
Here's
to Scouts
our website.
Canada. How convenient, Scouts Canada. Do you smell that? Do you smell that?
Conspiracy?
Scam.
Oh.
Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. No free food and fuel queue to call yet. No chance yet for you to get your hands on $100 in gas or groceries from Saskatoon Co-op and Sask Pork. Don't worry, though. It's coming. Or is it? Yes, it is.
Or
maybe
it
isn't.
Will we ever find out? Yes, we will. Or will we?
Maybe. Maybe not.
This is really interesting. If you want to add a skill to your resume, I feel like you could probably add iPhone repair person to it. Because guess what? Apple is now selling repair kits for your phones to the average Joe.
So instead of fixing our phones for us, Apple is making us fix our own phones.
Well, not
and
making.
And they profit off us fixing their problems for
They're
them.
They're giving you the option. You can still go to one of those weird places that's called like Phone Fix with 2 F's or something, you know?
I love those places.
Where you just go to some back counter where some shady guy's like, hey, $70 to fix your screen. Yes, please.
They're legit.
They are. They do an amazing job, but it's so weird because it's always in the back of a store. And you're like, is this okay?
It's always a giant store. And then one little desk in the back. Like, there's nothing else in there.
That's all that guy does is replace the glass on your stinking phone. But they're only selling them for certain phones. iPhones 12, 13, and the 5G iPhone SE. And it might even expand to Mac computers. Good Lord. I do not want the option of being responsible for fixing my iPhone.
No?
It's a small computer.
Yeah?
I'm not an IT person. What are the instructions going to be like? Here's some really tiny screws. Don't lose them because
exactly.
We only gave you two.
That's exactly what they're like.
Probably.
I know, but this is when my tiny girl hands pay off.
Oh.
Like, I can't build actual stuff. Like, tell me to build a nightstand. No, I can't do this. My tiny little fingers, my tiny little hands, they're great for this kind
little
of stuff.
Little screws, tiny
This is
spaces.
Where I shine. This is where I become Red Green from the Red Green Show.
So if I was to drop my phone in that little spot between the seat and the console, mm-hmm. you'd be just like, in there, no problem?
Tiny hands, Clayton.
Okay.
Hello, ladies.
Your wife is a lucky woman. The Calm app. And I feel like I have to really pronounce that Calm, as in like calm down, is an app you can go to for relaxation things to help you fall asleep.
Okay.
That being said, they have a section of the app where someone reads a bedtime story to you in a very soothing, relaxing voice. It's usually a celebrity, but they're doing a contest right now on TikTok where the average Joe can record their version and possibly be chosen as one of these relaxing fall asleep voices.
We're looking for TikTok's smoothest voice to become the next calm sleep story narrator.
Yes.
Can I just say, can it be this guy's voice?
It's
my goodness.
Pretty good.
Simply stitch this video with your best read of anything you've got. A grocery list, your last text, or a made-up story.
Thank you, Barry White's kid. Is that who that is?
I have no idea.
Probably. Why not audition for this, Stacey? I mean, we use our voices literally
all
every single day.
Yeah.
Well, most people do, but most people don't get paid for it.
Hey.
Hey-o. I'll give you some soothing background music.
Please. Yes.
So some Enya.
Yeah. Oh, God, she relaxes me. I thought to, for my application, I would read the instructions on how to construct a tent.
Okay.
Gather your tent, poles, rain fly, and footprint or tarp. Choose a spot to set up your tent as clear, level, and flat as possible. Remove any sticks, pine cones, stones, or debris on the ground where you'll set up your tent. Decide which way you want to orient your tent. Lay down the footprint or tarp, and then spread out and stake your tent. With two people, stretch the tent base across the footprint or tarp. I'm putting myself to sleep. You were out. Nice.
Good.
Okay.
Good job.
Was it soothing enough?
That was very soothing.
Okay.
Very soothing.
I tried.
Okay, my turn here. I'm going to try something a little bit different. Is that okay?
Sure. All right. Of course.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. Need somebody and always. This is for you early 2000s punk kids, by the way. Blink 182, I miss you.
Putting them right to sleep,
it might not seem like it would put you to sleep, but if you were in grade 7 in 2002, you are probably snoozing. Remember when every single lead singer sang like this?
Oh, I do. The emo stage.
That was a dark time in music history, right?
It really was.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
Well done.
Oh, Tom DeLonge. My apologies for the last 45 seconds, by the way.
Yeah,
that was probably a nightmare. If your friend invites you to their cabin this weekend or next weekend, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, what a nice friend I have.
What a great guy.
Inviting me to their cabin for a weekend of shenanigans and tomfoolery. Oh, wow, this guy's the best. No. The only reason you're getting the invite is so you can help open up the cabin, put in the docks, clean out the crawl space, do all the nightmare jobs that they don't want to do by themselves.
That's how it works.
That's the only reason you got the invite this weekend, bud. Not because of your awesome friendship and awesome stories around the campfire. No.
Well, here's the thing. In my thinking, if you do get invited for that, for putting in all the hard work, the blood, the sweat, the tears, you are then guilt-free to show up at that cabin anytime you want because you helped get it ready.
For the rest of the year?
For the rest of the summer.
See, I agree. You're there the first weekend.
You're putting in your time.
Because that first weekend at the cabin, it's fun-ish, but it's more work than fun. Like, it's setting up the cabin for success for the rest of the summer.
Right.
You want to have a good first weekend, set everything up, so you have to, you know, worry-free rest of the summer.
But you're not spending 3 days working, are you?
No,
How slow do you work?
Well, not slow. You just want to do a good job, Stacey. Sorry, people like you half-ass it all the time.
Oh, no,
but
I'm just quick and efficient.
Is it quick
and efficient? That's what she said.
Well done. It sucks because most cabin weekends, you're expected to do some work if you're the guest. Do some dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, right? Sweep the deck. Maybe get the fireplace ready. Pick up some pine cones. But the first weekend's just different. The chores are different.
Yeah.
It's the putting in the docks. It's the clean the attic. It's the move everything from this closet to that. It's the tough jobs that first weekend. So just beware.
Also, too, this weekend's forecast looks like garbage.
Sucks. Also, too, raking the reeds and the weeds off the beach. If they have a lakefront one, that's a tough one.
It is tough.
If your friend has a cabin in a bay, don't go up the first month of the year. Just don't.
So many rules.
Because that's where all the... I'm just trying to help you, okay? I'm looking out for you, okay? Because you'll be there 2 days just scooping reeds and weeds into a wheelbarrow. That's all you'll be doing. It's not a fun weekend at the lake. Just wait until July when all the work is
done.
There
you go. 96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits and the best rock ever. It's Cruise Mornings. Stacey and Clayton with you on a Wednesday. That was not amazing, but anyway, I was just yapping to fill time there until the end of the song.
If you don't know, we try and time our talking with the music, and it never works out.
Well, it works out for you, but never me. Anyway, Domino's Pizza, one of my absolute favorite pizzas out there. My high school years, God, did I eat a lot of Domino's.
You know how there's the craft beer snob? There's also the pizza snob out there that only eats from, like, one place
and
in town.
Sean won't order Domino's. He's like, no, the crust is like cardboard.
Whatever. More for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough break, Sean. I only order from this one place where it's $45 for a medium.
Regardless, Domino's, I saw, I don't follow Twitter, but I saw this, and they tweeted out, please stop asking us for free pizza. Or no, sorry, it was stop asking us for free pizza, please.
So people are just calling Domino's
and
asking
like,
for free pizza?
Why? Like, what's going on? Why are people just asking Domino's for free pizza? And apparently this has been happening for like a couple months. I think it has to do with like, there was a guy who said, if I get a million likes, will you give me pizza for life? Or something like that. There was something to do with the amount of likes. Free pizza. No, I don't know.
We have the inside scoop here, Stacey.
Okay.
I know exactly why people are doing this. Obviously, it's because of a joke I used to do during my stand-up comedy days.
Okay.
Back at the old laugh shop at the Ramada.
This is obviously why.
I used to do this little bit where I talk about behind the scenes at a radio station and what really goes on, like when the music's playing. And one thing that happens, this is true, still happens. People call in and just ask for free stuff.
That is true.
We get calls, what, twice, three times a week?
Some of them
just call in, hey, can I just have some free stuff?
You got anything for free?
And we're like some stickers or a lanyard or something? Yeah, we can give you some. No, I got any concert tickets? Love some Rod Stewart tickets. Can I have some Rush tickets? We weren't really doing a giveaway. And then they get mad at us. What?
Okay.
Not listening to you guys anymore. But what the... Happens a lot. People literally just call expecting us to give them free stuff. They don't even throw in a please or a thank you either. The audacity.
Right.
It's just wild. And then, so my whole stand-up bit was, does this happen anywhere else? Does this happen at Domino's? Are people calling Domino's, hey, can I have a free medium? Hey, can I have some free cheesy bread?
That's not how that works.
And then, do you get mad at Domino's? Oh, come on! No. So obviously people heard me tell that joke at the Laugh Shop for 2 years
because
I didn't have any other material.
This was back in like 2016.
This was back in like 17. 2016. So obviously they heard that joke and were like, well, that's funny. I'm going to do it. Okay. And then, yeah, that's obviously why.
Well, I am so glad we got to the bottom of it that you were the source of all of Domino's frustration.
Obviously, that's why. Just kidding.
No.
No one liked my stand-up.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.